Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Couple loose ends to tie up here, Bob. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Something seems amiss, Bob. Are you unhappy with anything?
No.
All right.
Why do you draw conclusions so easily?
I don't know.
You look
all
at me,
of a sudden,
I give you an
you were
answer.
Reading your text the whole
reading,
intermission. And then,
my
and
goodness,
then...
if anyone is more distracted than you, I'll never find that person. you look at things and I could be talking and ask you a direct question. I get nothing.
Well, see, even in this, you seem slightly agitated.
I'm not.
With
you
me.
Just because
okay.
you made
all
an
right.
assumption
just,
about me.
I was
me,
only
and I'm
asking.
Just,
you could ask a direct question. Bob, look at the weather out there. It's really raining like cats and dogs out there. Bob, it's hailing. It's snowing now, Bob, in the middle of January.
I have a couple of loose ends to tie up, Bob.
All right. Let's tie them up.
I was told by somebody at your golf event yesterday that Ron Cook is looking for Jack Lambert's number. What does this indicate to you?
Why would he want number 58? Is he looking to wear a jersey?
maybe around the bars down there. Is Ron writing a book? Why would he want that, Bob?
He could be. I mean, I wouldn't. In fact, I thought that was going to be one of his little pet projects as he moved into his retirement, where he has no deadlines.
Right.
All the stress of that goes away. So, no, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think that would be a great project for Ron.
Yeah.
And I think he should write a book about maybe the first Super Bowl team for the Steelers. Would that be a good one, Bob?
Yeah, I still
or maybe a book about Lambert's career.
Lambert is one of those guys who's very difficult to track down, though. But if he finds out that Ron's doing it and it's something that he would like to see, then I think he may respond to him.
I don't.
I'm more concerned.
Think he will.
I think he will. I don't think he will.
He doesn't respond to anybody.
I know
in fact,
that.
the person I talked to said Ron, because this person's close with Lambert. He said Ron wants Lambert's number. I said no, can't do it.
Oh.
Lambert doesn't talk to anybody.
Well, then that's a no. I don't know why he would want it. He hasn't contacted us. He was in Pittsburgh recently. Why wouldn't he do that?
Do you know I dropped my hockey book off in Lambert's mailbox many years ago? Never heard a response.
Never heard a response.
That's unreal. You just drove up to his house and was like, well, here goes nothing.
Why
I'll just
if
put
you're
my
gonna
book
drive
in
to his
Lambert's
house, why
mailbox.
Why not knock on his door then?
Because between the mailbox and the house was an angry dog, and then Jack Lambert may be in the house. That's why.
Would you rather face the angry dog or Jack Lambert first?
Probably the angry dog, but I wasn't going to take any chances, Bob. This was around, I think, the passing of either Chuck Knoll or Dan Rooney. I thought, you know what? There's no way to get a hold of Jack Lambert except to knock on his door. The way that, did you ever see the movie about Michael Jordan, signing with Nike? How that all came about with Matt Damon? Mm-hmm. And it took Sonny, what's his name?
Sonny Vaccaro.
I drew a blank on his name. He drove all the way to Jordan's house in Wilmington to knock on the door of his parents, saying a phone call is not going to do any good. I'm going to show up in person.
Right.
I thought I would do that with Lambert, and I thought that I know he likes hockey, so I brought my Penguins history book with me that I wrote, and was going to give it to him and hopefully knock on his door. But that's before I realized there was a lot of space between the mailbox and the old door, Bob, and a lot of anger perhaps.
So he obviously got the book and you never heard a word?
Never heard from him, no.
Did you leave a note?
Yeah.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, said call me, you know, tell me what you think of the book. Also, I'd love to talk about just stuff in general, but nothing. Second item. Cleanup duty here. Limits is apparently going to meet Will Howard in a couple of weeks at a celebrity softball game. Certainly, Will Howard has heard by now Limits disparage him on a number of occasions. How do you think that goes, Bob?
You think, Bob, that Will Howard just automatically knows that Limits is saying that, you know, I'm not rooting against his downfall. I'm not praying on his downfall here, Bob. I'm not openly rooting against him. I just think he's going to be a backup.
How do you think it goes, Bob, when he walks up to Will Howard and says, Will, Limits, nice to meet you?
I think Will will say, well, it's nice to meet you, too. What do you do for a living?
I don't think he'll have any idea who I am.
I tell you what, I did
have a chance to meet him, and he's a very nice, very engaged young man in terms of his knowledge of a lot of different things. He's a big golf fan.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's from Columbus, so he knows there are some great golf courses out there, or at least he spent most of his time in Columbus. Yeah, so I think you'll find him to be very engaging.
You think Will Howard knows some of what's gone down here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Limits, are you looking forward to that?
I am. He seems like a really nice guy.
Very nice.
Like a good football guy, a good faith-based man. I'm excited to meet him.
The last one was Andrew Filippone just snuck in the back door there, Bob. He ran the old back door play and was asking Limits for the clip of you giving the Steelers off-season grade an A.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to become a topic on the PM
show.
That's
fine.
Am I right about that, Limits? Is that why that was asked?
I can almost guarantee it, yes.
I explain my position. It is what it is. I think they're trying to make something out of nothing and not sacrifice the season. I give them full credit for that because it could have gone where you just don't do anything and wait until next year. They don't believe that, so let's go. You never know. Strange things happen in sports.
Lastly, the Pirates. What is happening here? What has happened? No team has done this, which win four games in a row by, what is it, seven or more runs since 2019?
Yes.
The Pirates haven't done it since Ron Cook broke in as their beat writer in 1925, I believe. Limits. So, Bob, is this fluky or is something real here? Does this change anything? How do you view this just ridiculously unexpected offensive barrage?
Probably an aberration. It's a long season. Things like this happen. Although it makes me wonder, though, if they had any sort of, even half of this kind of production on a semi-regular basis, how many more wins they would have. Their pitching still has been terrific. They've only given up four runs in four games when you think about it, despite all this hitting. And so that's been a constant. The hitting has just all of a sudden appeared. It could very easily go the other way fairly quickly. I hope it doesn't tonight because Paul Skenes is on the mound and he needs some of this run support. So
I mean, it's great to see.
But it also elevates the profile of some guys the Pirates might have thought about trading.
Yes.
And when that happens, then all of a sudden there's maybe a bigger market for a trade or two that they didn't anticipate from the beginning. So that's coming up at the end of this month. There's still time for everything to reverse, or there is time for things to even get better or at least consistently good offensively. And what will that do for Ben Cherington, who may feel the need to make something big? And now the question is, have you changed your mind about Ben Cherington and his future in Pittsburgh?
No.
Because maybe guys like Spencer Horwitz actually are pretty good players, and will develop into something they could put at first base. Maybe not a 30 home run guy, but a guy who can hit 280 and drive in 75 to 80 runs and be a good first baseman defensively.
Yeah, my mind hasn't changed right now about Ben Cherington. I thought he should have been fired with Shelty, but the fact that they kept him gives him a new lease on life. And I said about, what is it, a month ago now, 3 weeks, that I had an open mind now on Cherington. That all that meant is let's see how Nick Gonzalez, who was hitting 220 3 weeks ago and now is on fire, and Horwitz and other guys pan out. I'm willing to have an open mind on Limits. You ripped me almost as bad as you ripped Will Howard. And so did the texters.
Well, because I got significantly ripped when I said that in the future, you wrote a really good piece, I think, on Cherington being arguably the worst general manager in the history of the city.
Yes.
And what I basically came back and said is, basically something just like you're reiterating. If Spencer Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez, Henry Davis end up hitting, it's going to look better for Ben Cherington. I was saying that more so in terms of a couple of years down the road, not so much current. I don't think that it should give Ben Cherington a pass, though. Like, what I've seen over the last 6 years from him has convinced me and has made my mind up on what needs to happen moving forward with this franchise. Now, that doesn't mean it's the same with Donnie Kelly.
No matter what happens, like, here's what I would say in Cherington's defense, if I were a lawyer defending him, Bob. Again, I thought he should have been fired with Derek Shelton. However, he's gone out and shown a skill at getting veteran pitchers. He brought in Heaney, who was really good last night. Again, he had went through a little slump. Bailey Falter, I think there are some bullpen guys he did a good job bringing in, for sure, over the last few years. Horwitz is looking better. Gonzalez is looking a lot better. Kiner Falefa was a good offseason move. Connor Griffin is racing through the minor leagues. So all I'm saying with Cherington is that I'm keeping an open mind, and it's not like you look at him and say he's never done anything good, because that's not true.
No, I get that. But he's also had a lot to do with the 6 years that have unfolded right before us.
For sure.
And while, again, I think you have to look at four games as somewhat of an aberration, I'm glad to see it happen, but I don't know how long this can continue, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes back the other way.
Me neither.
And so they have until July 31st to figure it out. And I'm going to be curious to find out how much leeway Ben Cherington actually has. If he's on, you know, very shaky ground moving forward.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can he pull off trades that he may think would be better for him and his profile to keep his job?
If he thinks those trades are bringing in guys who can help them win in the next couple of years, then do it, please.
But how about if it's not that? How about if it's something right now that they, you know, I wonder how much Bob Nutting will play a role in this in allowing him to do whatever he wants to do versus whether, you know, Nutting thinks it's not the right answer at the right time. I don't know all of this, but I do know that by not removing him when they removed Derek Shelton, they have a guy who could make some significant moves here that could be costly for them, or it can change their entire viewpoint of him.
For sure. And I think it's fair to mention that in these four games, which have been mind-blowing under any circumstance, they went against David Peterson, good pitcher, who was coming off a rough start, Paul Blackburn, whose ERA is bigger than Mulsey's cranium, Frankie Montas, who was just back from an injury, although he did pitch well against the Braves, and Eric Fetty, who stinks. So And now today it's, I think it's Pallante, who's, and he's just okay. I think that's worth mentioning. And so is this. Per our guy and yours, Daniel Zangrilli, the Pirates are back to 500 under Don Kelly. They're 17-9 at home under Kelly. They're plus 22 in their run differential, and they finished June with a winning record. I think the Pirates basically have reset themselves to the point they were going into August with Shelty last year, which is about where they should be. And I still think one huge addition will push them above 500 to solid wildcard contender status next season. One big bat. But my question for you guys is, Don Kelly, at this point, I would put the odds on him returning as almost a lock.
Yeah, I do too. I think you've seen a different approach. I like the fact that, like last night, you know what he did? He stuck with Shugart, and he did this before with Majinski. He's not going, and you know, Derek Shelton used to go pitcher by pitcher, inning by inning by inning, and
right.
It didn't matter.
Right.
He's willing to say, go out there and finish what you start. I don't care if it's three innings, three and a third. You're my guy. I'm going to rest the rest of my bullpen. I don't have to use all these arms all the time. Now, they may be saving some because of trades potentially coming up with Bednar and or Santana. Who knows? But, yeah, I think, and he's given them a fresh approach to how they play. He's not afraid to put Spencer Horwitz in the leadoff spot. He dropped O'Neill Cruz down. He benched O'Neill Cruz. He did things that I think have endeared him to the fan base for at least now.
17-9 at home. Now, Limits back there scoffed, much as he did at Brian Batko, when I said that I think Don Kelly is nearly a lock.
I agree with that.
He scrunched up his face, and he said, a lock?
A lock?
Please explain yourself, Limits.
Well, I feel like we're having this conversation on Ben Cherington, and let's say ultimately that he does not come back. And even if they play 500 baseball and they decide, Bob Nutting, whoever, we're going to move on from Cherington, what makes you think that regardless of what Donnie Kelly does, that the new general manager won't want to bring in his own guy? And maybe because that's not Don Kelly.
Because one of the conditions that Bob Nutting would put on that is Don Kelly's your manager.
You really think that's that would be a certified condition?
I think there's a strong possibility of that. Yes, I do.
I think there's a possibility. I don't know how strong of a possibility
it is. I think it was interesting that he never got the interim label.
The guy's 500, which is for the Pirates, you know, heaven right now. They were imploding.
We've seen a lot of
plus 22 run difference. Don Kelly's coming back next year, Limits.
I don't believe it.
Don't believe it. Bob,
not right now, no.
I believe at this point,
if they don't fall apart.
However, I agree with him. If they make a change to general manager, I think that general manager has every right to look at Don Kelly and bring in and talk to other people.
I would be stunned if Don Kelly has a winning record, even just a 500 record, and endears himself to the fan base, as I believe he's doing right now, and they fire the GM and the new guy comes in and fires him. Yeah, I would be. I think Bob Nutting, it's not like we've never seen this before.
I understand, but if...
We just saw it with the Penguins.
Do they have to make this announcement before they hire a GM if they're going to change GMs? Do they have to make it official with Don Kelly, or do they say, we're going to get a new GM, and then they discuss when that guy gets
here? Well, you say that name only. But I think Nutting would absolutely say this guy's staying.
I think he has every right to do it as an owner, and he probably would. But that does not mean, though, you know, if you're a new GM coming in, all aspects of what you do.
Yeah, but there's only about 30 of these jobs on planet Earth, so you're going to take one under certain conditions.
All right, and then you may lessen your chances of getting a good general manager if you do that.
Plus, why wouldn't the new GM want Don Kelly?
He could have his own idea of who he may want. I don't know. I mean, I can see a case where a guy would come in and has his own. You know, he's getting a GM. He's somewhere high in some organization. There are guys in the Dodgers organizations who are blocked, maybe want to have a chance, and they have someone in mind who, in that organization, they've worked with and seen. I don't think
that's ownership's decision, much as it was Fenway Sports Group's decision.
I understand
to tell
that.
Kyle Dubas, Mike, to sign Mike Sullivan and say, you want the job, this guy's your coach.
And you could very well be right. But I would also say that it's not 100% sure that that would be the case. If a new GM comes in, this is all trending. This is all trending, by the way. They're looking like Ben Cherington's going to be here.
Mike Sullivan was also a two-time champ.
That's what I told you guys last week.
It's a lot different than Donnie Kelly, who's managed 50 games.
You seem to be minimizing what Donnie Kelly has done. This guy goes 10 games over 500 this season, they should build a friggin' statue to him outside of PNC Park.
I think we should also look at it's still a small sample size in a 162-game stretch, and we've also seen interim managers, whether it be baseball, the NHL, just in sports. Like, look at the NFL and the Raiders with Antonio Pierce. It worked so well. They were over 500. It looked like the Raiders had new life in them. They signed Antonio Pierce, and then after 1 year, oh, yeah, we didn't really like our interim guy. We're just going to fire him and bring somebody else in.
I mean, that's risky business, and that's a good analogy, though.
What do you not like about Don Kelly? I'm curious.
Well, one, I still want to be able to see more of what Don Kelly can do managing this franchise. That's one.
Yep. Do you want to bet me on whether Don Kelly will be back next season?
Here we go with the bet.
I'll be very happy to bet you on that. Don Kelly, I'll say this, I'll be shocked if he's not the manager next season, provided things don't completely fall apart, of course, in the second half. And I don't think they're going to.
Well, I hope not. I mean, it could still go. The pitching has been good enough to, you know, put them in a position to win a lot of these games.
First, it's Will Howard. Now it's Don Kelly, Bob, with this guy.
I think he raises a good point. I'm not going to discount that point. If Bob Nutting wants to make it a hands-off approach to your manager, here is your manager. You want the job, you take the manager for now. But that new GM can also
come in. That's my point.
But it depends on how long then you tell him. If he's going to get a 5-year contract, the manager, I mean, and you tell the GM you're stuck with him for five, if I use that word affectionately, you can't make a deal. At some point, you have to have, as a general manager, the right to do whatever you want to do.
At some point, sure. At some point.
Right.
I would agree with that.
I see the both new scenarios guy being very probable or possible. Number one, Bob Nutting can say, this is our manager. You have to accept him. You could be our GM. I can also say where he would try to get maybe some really high end, even though they probably won't, but some better GM who has a lot of profile or resume with him, and that guy may have somebody in advance that he wants to bring to the table. I don't know how this is going to play out.
I don't think a high-end GM's going to come here. I'm still stunned that Cherington came here, given the resume that he had, and I'm sure there are days he wakes up and is sorry that he did, but I also happen to think this whole conversation is going to be moot because I think he's going to be back.
At this point, that's how it's trending. Now, can the trade deadline change the dynamic of this? You know, I don't know what they would expect in this trade deadline. What I would expect, however, if I'm the owner, is I want to see, if you're going to trade existing people that I have, I want to see people who are ready to play now, not, you know, low Greensboro grasshopper kind of guys. I want to see guys who are here ready to play.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Thunderstorms today with a high of Jesse James, 81 degrees.
Are we tired of this weather yet? Jeez, oh man, can we get any relief in sight? Does your forecast extend
beyond
today?
Bob, you had nice weather for your charity tournament yesterday.
I wouldn't call it nice. We got it in. It was nice to get it in.
What was wrong with it?
It was hot, and there was always clouds circulating.
Bob, it was better than when it got rained out, though.
Yeah, Bob, it was better than when it got rained out.
But I'm talking about generally speaking. Come on, you're the wiffle ball king. How many of your games have been compromised?
A whole week rained out. In the other league that we play in, we've had rain almost every single time.
Pools are closed. People can't do anything.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.